This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Leaky windows, ancient refrigerators, electric heat. They're all energy sucks, and they're all too common in low-income subsidized housing units. These outdated systems drain valuable energy resources, and they create needlessly high energy bills for people already having trouble making ends meet. Now, a new report from a Boston nonprofit group, the National Consumer Law Center, says the Federal Housing Authority could save a staggering amount of money by doing relatively simple things like weatherizing and updating public housing units. And while the feds have started to move in that direction, the report says they haven't done nearly enough. Charlie Herrick is the author of this new report, and he joins us now. He's a senior attorney at the National Consumer Law Center in Boston, where he works on energy issues. Charlie Herrick, welcome to Radio Boston.
My pleasure.
Your report describes public housing that oftentimes is incredibly poorly insulated, stocked with really antiquated appliances. Give us a sense of what we would find if we were to walk in one of these projects.
About half the housing in the United States, HUD-assisted housing, is 50 years old or older. You might find a 20 or 25-year-old refrigerator. Refrigerators are a good example to focus on. Refrigerators are, on average, bigger than they were 20 years ago, have ice makers and other whiz-bangs, and use about one-third of the energy. There might be old water heaters that don't provide really adequate hot water and are very inefficient as well. And even some of the newer housing, a lot of it has electric-resistant space heat. New England electricity is so expensive, actually, that's not our primary heating source in public housing. But in a lot of regions in the country, electric-resistant space heat, the most inefficient way to do it, is the most common heating source.
So as your report says, about 3 million Americans rely on HUD for subsidized housing, either in the form of a public housing project or a rental voucher. And HUD spends $5 billion, that's billion with a B, on energy bills for its housing programs. And you're saying they could easily save a huge hunk of that if they were just more energy efficient.
You know, Boston Housing Authority, which I want to give great credit to, recently launched the largest energy retrofit in public housing history. And I spoke to the director of their energy programs, Dan Helms, who said, you know, we're doing pretty simple, straight-ahead stuff, and we expect to knock the bills down 20%. There have been studies of what you save by weatherizing a home that doesn't have good insulation. That's often 25 to 30%. There's studies of what you save when you replace an old heating system. If it's really old and really inefficient, you could save 40%. And these are the simple, straight-ahead stuff. We're not talking about putting photovoltaics on the roof or really deep levels of insulation. It's nothing that can't be done anywhere in America. There's a lot of low-hanging fruit to be picked. It's to the benefit of HUD's budget, because what they're not spending on energy, they could spend on higher priority needs. It's to the benefit of the tenants who live there, because they're going to be more comfortable and have lower energy bills. And it's for the benefit of our planet, because this is a sector where we haven't reduced greenhouse gas emissions very much.
And you get an important point, the climate impact. This is an environmental issue.
In fact, the organization that sponsored us to write this report is the Energy Foundation, because they are so interested in climate change and always looking for sectors that we haven't looked at. And this is one we haven't done a very good job of looking at.
Your report says HUD spends about $5 billion a year on energy, and that it could easily save a billion, 20%.
That's correct, and I don't want to suggest in 1 year, but over time, as HUD could reach every housing authority in America, hold their hands, get some things done. And by the way, that's what we make recommendations about. How do you really do this? Over time, they should be able to get that down $1 billion.
And your report is saying that in the case of both the Boston Housing Authority and the Mass Housing Authority, we are being pioneering and doing things that could be models for what HUD is often now not doing.
Housing authorities are basically sitting on a mine. It's not gold, it's not diamonds, it's energy. Someone else can come in, mine the energy savings, and say, I'll pay myself back from the energy savings. I'll keep your bill flat. If you can guarantee someone a flat energy bill for a long period of time, that's a huge benefit to them. If you have enough savings, you, the energy service company, can pay yourself back for the work that's being done. So the Boston Housing Authority has a $63 million energy service contract to go fix their buildings and solve the energy problems. And the other model that Massachusetts does very well, so the model we've been talking about is the Public Housing Authority using existing rules under HUD's regulations. The other model is for low-income housing to do a better job of accessing the utility-funded programs. there's $4.5 billion a year being spent by utility companies on energy efficiency. And you'd think, well, do we allocate that fairly? If the commercial class is 1/3 of the customers, do they get 1/3 of the dollars? If multifamily is 8%, which they are most states, they're not getting anywhere near 8% of the dollars. And so one thing HUD could do is be a leader with the utility companies and their trade associations and say, we want our fair share. And Massachusetts has done probably the best job in the country figuring out how do we use our utility dollars to fairly reach an appropriate piece of the multifamily sector.
Charlie Herrick, thank you for coming on Radio Boston.
You're very welcome. My pleasure, Sasha.
Charlie Herrick is an attorney with the National Consumer Law Center in Boston, and we're now joined by Stockton Williams from the Office of Sustainable Housing and Communities at HUD, the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development. Stockton Williams, thanks to you, too, for joining us.
My pleasure, Sasha. Thanks for having me on.
This report cites a number of areas where HUD could save money on heating and energy. The report specifically says, quote, clearly, HUD can do better for the taxpayers, for low-income families at houses, and for our warming planet. What's your response to that?
Well, we certainly agree that HUD can do more to improve the energy efficiency and reduce the carbon emissions in affordable housing in the U.S., and that's why we are taking unprecedented steps to do that. I'll give you a couple examples. Under the Economic Recovery Act, HUD's investing more than $4 billion to help make more energy efficient more than 150,000 affordable public housing and privately owned assisted housing units around the country. We're also dramatically increasing the energy requirements that developers and owners and operators have to meet in order to utilize HUD financing.
This report says that out of HUD's $5 billion in annual energy costs, HUD only managed to reduce its heating expenses by a relatively puny $33 million. That's a figure from 2007. Why isn't HUD doing more and faster to decrease energy use and bring down costs, especially since, as this report says, simple changes could make a big difference?
Well, as I think you noted, the report is based on 2007 data, so it's somewhat out of date. And in fact, HUD is actually issuing a revised version of that same report later this year that will have much more up-to-date information and show a much greater progress. But there's no question that the fundamental message in the report that HUD can and should do more to improve energy performance and that doing so doesn't have to be expensive or complicated makes all the sense in the world is one that we agree with. And that's why at his confirmation hearing, our secretary, Sean Donovan, said that he wanted HUD to lead by example in making affordable housing the most energy efficient and sustainable in the built environment. And we're making a great deal of progress on that every day.
You just noted that revised numbers will be coming out soon. So the 2007 number said HUD saved $33 million in heating expenses. Do you know what the new number will be once the revised numbers are out?
No, we're still finishing the analysis of the energy consumption and expenditure in HUD-assisted housing. And we hope we'll have that work done by later this fall and that report will come out by the end of the year.
Stockton Williams is with the Office of Sustainable Housing and Communities at HUD.